So some days, the very best thing you can do to take care of yourself and the people around you is to laugh. And that is exactly what we're going to do on the podcast today. We are celebrating 2 whole years of How the Wise One Grows and 100 episodes. And the ultimate way to celebrate, in my opinion, is with laughter. And you're going to get to laugh your asses off because you're going to hear my most embarrassing story and you're going to hear the most embarrassing stories of 2 of my favorite people. And one more thing, we now have a free intentional living community on Discord where you can come together with fellow listeners to reflect on the conversations we've had on the podcast. We not only talk about the podcast, but really all the things that support us in living with intention. There's also a link in the show notes to join this free community. And I would be honored to have you there. And the first 15 people to join will enter to win a coaching call with me. But before we get started, let's just take a moment to land here together with 3 deep breaths. So take a moment to notice where your body makes contact with the earth. And take a big breath in and a big breath out. Again, inhale. Exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. So, get ready. It's time to start laughing. I am so excited. Today we are recording with 2 of my favorite people in the entire world. And this is our 100th episode. And
surprise.
It's also on, we're recording this on the anniversary of the very first How the Wise One Grows recording. So I just felt like the best way to celebrate, honestly, I didn't actually know it was the 2-year anniversary. That was just like the universe being wonderful. But to celebrate 100 episodes, I was like, we need to just laugh and hang out with 2 of my favorite people. So today I have the one and only Kelly Everly and Emma Hearn.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, rounds of applause.
That's Luna's also exciting. Joining
and,
the show.
And Luna. So you'll definitely hear Luna throughout today. But I thought that the best way to get to know these people was...
Who you don't know at all.
So sidebar here, you actually do know Emma Hearn. She was in episodes 12 and 50 on the podcast, and they are both linked in the show notes.
Is to share our most embarrassing stories. Yeah. I just feel like that should be the way that everyone meets each other, is by sharing their most embarrassing stories.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a fast icebreaker.
Right? I mean, like, if you can't know the realest shit about me, quite literally, like, here's, what are we doing?
Here's something. I think this is just going to evolve into us telling bathroom stories, which is great when you meet people, because you're like... I was intimidated by that girl, but then I learned how she shit her pants.
It's always, exactly. it is, that's the thing that I'm kind of like, you know how they say when you're nervous to picture people in that, like, picture everyone in the audience in their underwear? Mm-hmm. I forget who, it might be my mom.
You prefer to see them shitting their pants?
No, my mom, I think it was my mom who first was like, just remember, everyone gets diarrhea sometimes. Like,
so
it's not
true.
That, it's like, even whoever you're intimidated by.
Pepto-Bismol.
Diarrhea. Get the runs. We should just start doing ads for like natural body disasters.
Natural body. Why do we describe them that way?
Natural body. I had a natural body disaster.
Natural body disaster today. But I feel like the best way to solve who goes first, as Emma suggested, is
go to old-fashioned game of rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
How do we do it?
I think normally you can do it with 3 people, and then, like, one, whoever's out first, I think, has to go first.
Whoever loses first. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
We all look for the audience.
We all got scissors.
Ready?
Emma J! Super.
So wait, Emma and I won that round.
Emma and I both lost.
Wait, I did scissors. Those fools did paper.
Those fools!
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! 2 rocks.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
2 papers.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
2 rocks. It's like they live together.
Oh! No!
Emma, suck it. And I kind of forgot which one over rock
wins, honestly, for a second. I got excited because I was like, rock is stronger than paper.
I don't think that one really makes sense. Like, paper can cover rock, but if you're outside and it rains, like,
I think rock like wins. Ultimately wins everything.
Yeah.
But rules are rules.
This actually works best for me because then I can get mine out of the way and then just sit back while you fools have to be nervous.
Oh, so that was some strategy.
Okay. This is the one that I, like, thought of. Also, I don't know if I've told you. Have I told you about my crew story?
I haven't heard it. Remember, we oathed. We talked about this idea. Oh, and
well...
Did you guys go behind my back?
No. No, but she's known this. Like this was an unsigned 10 years ago.
And this, like, the common link, so she knows the dirt on both of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you know Holly's most embarrassing story?
Surely.
I have so many.
It's definitely got to do with poop.
Why am I going to spoil things? Right?
How are you going to be like that?
Well, we'll get to that later.
All right. I'll kick things off light and easy. Mine is a piss story.
You got one of those too. Who doesn't?
Okay.
I had a problem in middle school. High school.
College. Yesterday. It's happening on me right now. Anyway. Okay, this is my embarrassing pee story, which I'm really hoping, like, now as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh my god, my old crew coach is gonna hear this episode somehow and know. But what, you know what? It is what it is. Sorry, Miss. Okay. So when I was younger, I did crew, like, mm-hmm. rowing.
She's from Connecticut.
All right.
That's all.
You grew up on a golf course, bitch. We all have something. I'm from Connecticut. I rode crew. But there was one day we did summer crew that was like first thing in the morning. You had to be at the lake at like 7, I want to say. And you did not mess around with being late because the coach was intense. And I was late and I had to pee to the point where I had to pee already. It was already an emergency before I left the house. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I can't be late, so I'm not going to. So I'm going to pee when I get there. Nope. I got there. Everyone was already in the boat, mm-hmm. ready to go. Mm-hmm. And the coach was like, get in the boat now. Like, you're late. So I was like, oh, my God. So,
no, Kelly.
So I didn't speak up. And I just was like, it's fine. I'm sure I can hold it.
For an hour-long practice.
Also, this is, okay, maybe one of you is going to have to explain the visuals of this. Because if you don't know about crew, I was the coxswain that day. Which means that
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm going to explain it to you, and then you'll have to explain it visually for the podcast.
Okay, so Kelly is doing shapes for us. We'll
so,
fill you in.
So everyone, they're like,
this is what my yoga teaching comes
from. Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, wait, I'm not starting yet. There are 8 people rowing in the boat, and then the 9th person is the coxswain who faces all of them and tells them to row with
just
a little
yelling at people.
Yes. So but
so are you rowing?
No, and here's the thing. No.
Why'd you get up to with that deal?
No. I want to be very clear because it's always assumed when people see my height, especially, people are like,
what is it called? A what?
Coxswain.
A coxswain.
And you have a little microphone so that everyone can hear you, which is called a coxbox.
Nice.
And you go, row.
Which is so much here.
Yeah, there's so much to work with.
We're going
to
unpack
this. This is going to be a lot of backstory before we even get to the pee.
She's just trying to tell us about rowing so she doesn't tell us about pee.
No. Okay, here's the deal. You'll get it in 1 second. Okay. So I'm very proud of the fact that I did row because I'm a strong bitch, but I'm a short bitch. But this particular day, I was late. So he was like, you're the coxswain, get in the boat now. Mm-hmm. So I got in the boat. The whole issue with this setup is that there are 8 people facing you, and then when you're in the coxswain, your legs are up basically like in stirrups facing
that was what I was gonna say.
The first person who's like rowing towards you and away from you.
So everyone just has a visual.
Like straight into the crotch.
Of your crotch.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, I'm in this little, and I have to pee so bad, and I'm like, just get through it, Kelly. Just, you got this. But I'm like, okay, row. Just like trying to like not think about it. Also, you're on a lake. And so you're just hearing like the swishing of like paddles this whole time. It was bad. We got out into the lake. I was like, this is just, it was the kind of I need to pee where I felt feverish because I had been holding it for so long. And I was like, this isn't happening. It's over. So it just keeps getting worse. No, so no. I peed. I mean, you know.
So did you like notify anyone that you were going to pee?
Or did you have a moment where you were like, I'm just going to let this happen?
I pictured it like shooting out of you like a waterfall into the people that you're yelling at.
I got strong.
Yeah, I was like, I want to know the physics of how you pee. She's really got it down.
A geyser?
Yeah.
I believe
no.
you.
No, I just peed like a normal woman.
But you're in stirrups.
I am, but my vag is still down. I wasn't like,
well, I was picturing like. Did you, my question was, were you like, I feel like in those moments, I have a moment of, I've lost
it's
control.
Happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just gonna let the body do what the body's mm-hmm. gonna do.
It was
or
such.
Or were you just like, oh no, it happened.
No.
Who's in charge here?
No, there was a full moment of complete defeat. Where I was like, it's over. The fight has been lost.
I know that
I've held
done.
On so long, and
how
I can't hold on anymore. This was probably the summer before my freshman year.
That's
so I would say,
great
like,
time for that.
How old are you in eighth grade? 13?
Yeah. But
13,
right before
14.
Freshman year, that's, and this is with people you're going to high school with?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and funny. This is with, I specifically remember the girl in front of me was like a badass 1 year older than me.
Nice.
So she's
yeah.
already in high school. So mm-hmm. I was like,
I'd like to do some investigative journalism. Reach out to the people.
Yes. Do they know? Tell us.
Oh, okay. It gets so much worse.
Oh,
this is what I'm
oh,
like, all of this is
good.
Build up.
But
I peed and there's more. Okay. Yeah. So basically at this point, I have fully lost it. I'm like,
it's in the boat.
Admit defeat, you peed.
In
you're
the
peeing
boat.
Right now. And I'm this close to the next girl who's just like rowing, looking at me as I'm like, row. Like just like pissing my pants, my seat. So then, oh my gosh. So then I panic after it's happened and I'm like, well, I've already peed.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally I just start to splash water into the boat.
For well, sure.
Says,
yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. You got it. I was like, I'm just gonna cover this up and act like I'm just, and I'm sure the girl right in front of me was like, why is she trying to
yeah.
put more water in the boat? That's not how boats work.
You're like, I'd rather you think I'm bad
could
at boat.
Yeah, I was just like, like handfuls
yeah.
of water
just
in the boat.
Water.
I'm like, bro,
it works.
Like, in my lap. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, this is where oh. it all goes wrong. So basically then we finally row back to the shore. Our coach is like, all right, come back in. And when you're in crew, there's like an order of things where you get out of the boat a certain way. And then everyone like leans over on the dock once you're out of the boat to pick it up by like the riggers where your seat is. And then it's like an order of commands where it's like up to hips.
How much longer is this after you pee?
That's a great question. It probably was like an annoyingly short amount of time. Like I held on until I couldn't. And then they were like, all right, bring it back in. And I'm like, great.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as I peed, they were like, and
they're like, someone peed.
Someone peed.
Get out.
Hey, we clearly have to leave. Someone pissed the boat.
Someone called Kelly's mom.
Yeah.
She needs to go home. She's scared. So basically, this is the thing where I'm like, okay, whatever. I've splashed so much water into this, but this is my plan. We're going to do whatever the commands were that were like up to shoulder or up to hips, up to shoulders, and then you would roll the boat over top of your head.
Kelly's pee is just going to pour on everyone.
Well, no, here's the thing. I was like, you are in charge of your own seat. So I'm going to be the last one to be like, overhead, I'm going to step out of the way because I know.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be fine.
So you've got a plan.
You were
instead,
prepared.
I knew. I was like, I gamed this out. At the very last minute, coach. No. I should not be saying his real name. I'm like actually like is nervous about this.
Oh, shit. No.
He does not know this. Absolutely not.
Oh.
He at the last minute went, I got that, Kel, and grabs my thing and goes over it and just and they lift it up over it and it goes all over him and he literally goes, whoa, a lot of water in there today. And then just walks like they all walk it into the boathouse and I just was like Wait, did you tell anyone? Like, not for so long.
Yeah.
That is...
To this day, I think I've, like... Yeah. That's until amazing. This podcast gets somehow back to coach...
Wow,
that's my story of how I peed on my coach.
I'm just impressed with you.
That sounds worse.
Story,
yeah,
because you executed that beautifully.
Yeah. And it sounds like you added enough water in the boat
to get away with it.
Yeah.
I still think about that, though. I'm like, he had to know, right?
He was like, no, you wouldn't have to know. I don't think
yeah,
he
I don't
know.
Think you would know.
Unless
you don't think it would be like, this doesn't smell.
Unless you were dehydrated and
just
hadn't
like,
had
this is like
elements. You wouldn't.
Okay, maybe I got away with it.
I think you got away with it.
Well, that's my embarrassing story.
Wow.
That's impressive.
World, you know Kelly at her finest.
Bladder and all.
Bladder and all.
Tiny little bladder.
Okay, time for story number two.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
I am
Holly
so
with the
colors.
I don't get it.
I went like this.
Emma went with a scissor paper.
Well, this was actually...
It was definitely a paper.
This was actually
She's trying
Cliff.
To defend.
This is Cliff.
What does Cliff mean?
It's a real person.
It's not like Cliff. Okay, cheap. So, my name is Emma Hearn, and this is my embarrassing story.
We're ready.
Maybe 2016, maybe 2017. This was the time when people would just come over to our house as if it was their own house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was nannying. I was trying to get my music career going. And there was like, it was like one of those times when you should choose to sleep, work, and social.
Mm. You remember that because that's what they told us at St. Michael's.
Really?
That's what they told us
that's
at St. Michael's.
That's brainwashing.
I know.
Wait,
well, I chose
middle
all
I've never heard of this.
They said, like,
your
either, like,
lifestyle.
Have, like, sports, social life, like, rest, academics. And it was like, yeah, pick three.
Three.
Yeah.
And then I heard the same thing, like, just in general in life, like,
don't try and do it all.
Sleep or social. You can't do three all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do three all at the same time. And was sick all the time because I was nannying, which I'm not nannying. And,
yeah.
Let's change.
We're know? Still Emma.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And that night, this was in the days of Tinder.
Nice. Nice. Oh.
This is my one and only Tinder story. Okay.
Dun dun.
Set the scene. I've been nannying all day. Wasn't great. And you'll hear more about your decision if you want to have kids or not have kids in an upcoming episode.
Oh,
otherwise, yeah. Girls. And so I was also like dealing with, I think it was on the tail end of like having some type of like strep throat thing because I was given cough syrup, medicated cough syrup from my doctor. Don't do a spit take. Don't do it. I was just following instructions. I was given medicated cough syrup. Mm-hmm. I think I was still on that. And I came back to my house, and some of our friends, I want to say like Zach and those people, Kelly, all those people were at the house. And I was like, I just meet this person at Dino's. It's my first Tinder date tonight, but I just don't feel good. And I'm really tired because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zach was the one who was like, you never, like, you're always with all of us. Like, you're the guys, you're with the band. You're never going to meet anyone. You're going to die alone. Like,
crazy. So the supportive friends that we are, like, go anyway.
Yes.
Go anyway. Go on concert. Go on concert.
And so, not even thinking, no one here knows that I'm on cough syrup. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm just going to take my medicine before I go. I'm going to take my medicine before I go. I'm going to drive. I'm going to have one beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have an okay time, come home early. All is good.
Say I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the plan. I get ready. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And take my cough syrup and go on my date.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get there, it's Dino's, which is the bar. This was where
the place to be.
Me, Kelly, and Holly spent way too much time.
So much.
So much time. And this was in the heyday when they also would have jazz night.
Mm,
so great start to a night. And it's just a dive bar and they just have people in the corner playing jazz.
Love.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yes. Easter egg. One of the guys playing jazz was the guy I would date later.
Easter egg. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Old Man Sam.
Oh!
Yes.
Old Man Sam.
So I meet this guy. It's like, there are pictures on Tinder, but he's like, insert band boy in Nashville. So okay. I'm like, I kind of know what he looks like. And this is going to be a good place because safety, this will be a good place to meet. Because I guarantee there are five people I will already know that are at this bar, too. Plus, everybody else knows where I am. So, go in there. He's at the bar. He comes up. He's really very nice. Very long hair. Mm. Some would say too long.
Okay. Would you say
and
too long?
And she's bringing her hands, like, to her waist.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Too long. Hips and down.
Yeah. Okay. Very cute. Mm-hmm. Can see that this is your thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
You like
you identify
Rapunzel, Rapunzel.
Hair. Yes.
Okay.
That's your vibe. You're like,
climb
that's
up.
Your,
yeah.
We'll find out.
Part two. How the wise one goes.
So he comes up. He's very sweet. And he's just like, to be honest, I'm pretty nervous. I told the bartender I was here for like a Tinder date, and then I'm pretty nervous. So him and I took one shot. The bartender was trying to like
amp me up.
And I was like, that's cute. And then
wristband like that.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, oh.
The cough syrup was already starting to hit. That's cute.
Yeah. And I would just like to say, this medicated cough syrup, I genuinely did not know. That you should not.
I have never had medicated cough syrup.
Me neither.
So in my head, I was like, oh, it's something you take to just suppress a cough, right?
Uh-huh. Like a throat soother kind
yes.
of thing?
Yes. If you've heard of leaning, it's when you mix cough syrup, scissor, with alcohol so that you kind of get near hallucination.
So you scissor?
Yes. I was leaning. By the end of the night.
Leaning. I've never heard.
Yes.
Yeah. She was leaning.
I
love the idea that Emma's the one to teach us about, like, drug use.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of leaning?
So I get there. We're actually having a great date. I would like, well, I'm high. So I was like, I'm having
a great time.
I remember this fondly. Uh-huh. I had a great time. I was like, he is very kind. He's a musician.
The colors are more vivid than I've ever seen.
I love jazz.
I love jazz. Emma just did jazz hands.
Yeah. This was also the era when I was trying to like be a tough rock and roll girl. And so I ordered
like that?
Yeah, I ordered whiskey neat.
Nice.
Or whiskey with on ice.
So this is the part of the story where you make Mike proud.
Yes.
But this is also so after
I
you went
for my father. Okay?
So actually, Mike, you do have to listen to this.
Sponsored by Jack Daniels.
I like that this started out with you being like, I'm going to go, I'm going to have one beer. So naturally I go, I get whiskey neat. Yes.
Because I'm a cool girl. Yeah. And then, that's what I do.
I'm not like the other girls.
Not like the other girls. Different. I feel different.
Hi.
Leaning.
So anyway, I know, don't do it, kids.
This is sponsored by Dare. Just say no.
So this was a bad decision. And then I am now high. I remember the date fondly. Mm-hmm. I suddenly realize this one drink has hit me like a brick wall because it's been mixed with my medicated cough syrup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I look at him. I think we've had a good time. We're like hanging out. I had one drink. We had French fries. We're having a good time. Uh-huh. And I say, I can't drive home. And he's like, oh. I was like, will you drive me home? Uh-huh. Also, probably not a good idea. But, you know, you just kind of sense it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just up the street. He hasn't been drinking a lot. Mm-hmm. Will you drive me home? And he goes,
she's
trying
so hard to
I know,
she's
like, okay, she's so I did so start this out by saying he had a shot. His hair is so long that he can't responsibly drive.
You're not advising this.
I was young. You have to learn from your mistakes,
kids,
okay?
Don't listen to Aunt Emma.
Don't listen to Emma.
She was leaning.
I was leaning. Okay, anyway, I don't know how I said this, but it was like, like, can we get out of here? Can you drive me?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, you want to go back to my place? And I was like, no,
yeah.
I do not. You can drive me home.
Mm-hmm. To my home.
To my home, where I live, which is a short few blocks away.
And then you will depart.
And then you leave, sir.
I have a house full of friends.
Your hair is far too long. It's full of secrets. And so he is a gentleman. He drives me home. When I got in the car a little bit. And then I decide to abruptly stop making out with him because I'm also, my tummy is feeling a little weird. Okay. A little weird. And so then I open up the door. I'm like, okay, this is fun. Bye. Open up the door, jump out, and I close the door and I'm walking up to my house. And he rolls down the window and he's like, am I ever going to see you again? That was so fun. And I say, probably not. And then I go inside because I'm on drugs.
I thought you were going to say probably not and I projectile.
No, yeah, that's coming.
Oh. Yeah, I was okay. Like, what happened with your weird feeling tummy?
And so I quietly open the door. Because I think
quietly, but you're on. I'm on scissors.
Okay, well, Kelly was there. I think so. Kelly can do the
falls through the door.
I'm quietly opening the door, and I quietly shut it behind me. And I turn around, and all of our friends are still there because they haven't gone home. And they're like, "Well."
I have. If it is Lil Jon Hurd.
I. It becomes very apparent that I am. All of this one drink. I left my car at the bar. And I don't know.
Defending yourself.
I don't
do
know.
Not drink and drive.
I don't know. I go in and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to keep it under control. It's not going well. She's not in control. I remember asking someone, maybe Kelly, I was like, I need a peanut butter sandwich. I need a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Who's going to make it for me?
Because little princess can't make it, so this is what I had to deal with
back in the day. Fast forward, I don't know what happened from the time where I asked for a peanut butter sandwich to...
No one made it for you, no is what happened. So like, you have to be left to your own resources.
And I put my hands in the peanut butter container. And I start to finger paint, is the only way to describe this, on our table.
Yeah.
She's trying to remember.
Question mark?
She's like, I'm having flashbacks.
Smearing peanut butter. Not eating it. No one's helping me.
Well,
you did try to help me, actually. You were having fun.
I have my own version of this story to tell after this.
Okay.
To clarify.
And then, at some point, the peanut butter is no longer on my hands. I go into my room because I think Kelly's like, let's get you a glass of water and put your PJs on. Because you were the only one defending me.
That's
in
right.
In my time of
need. And then how she switches from, Kelly wasn't helping me.
Because it's coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I remember, I think I don't fully get in my pajamas. Oh, you're like, why don't you put your pajamas on? I'm going to go get you a glass of water, is how I remember this.
Yes.
I'm partially pajamaed.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly goes to get me a glass of water. I am now partially pajamaed and in my bed, and I think that I've just fallen asleep, which
yes.
I have at
yeah.
this point, but
yeah.
I also threw up all over the floor.
Nice.
Before that?
Yes.
Nice.
How did I miss that?
Because I have this special thing where if I'm going to throw up, I have to lay flat or else I will pass out. So I knew that. And I laid flat on the bed and just said, this is fine. This'll do.
We need to clarify, flat, not on your back. Flat
on
your
back,
side.
On my side.
Or,
okay. On my side. Flat on my
like,
side.
Like, don't.
Kelly's
and
like,
I said,
no,
I'm like, I would not
and
have
I
left
said,
you.
The floor is fine here. And I know that I didn't put on my Dino's shirt because I'm a Dino's girly through and through.
Yeah.
Because my shirt was also on the floor. And if you've had a Dino's shirt, you've thrown up on it at least once.
I puked tikka masala on mine.
Yeah.
I never have.
There's still time.
We'll get that.
We'll get there.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
And then I have passed out at this point, just probably 30 minutes post coming in the front door, gone to sleep now, because I have to nanny at 7 a.m. the next morning. And I wake up the next morning, running late for work, go over next door to where I'm nannying, And the mom opens the door and says, "Hi, are you feeling okay today?" And I was like, "Yeah, just a little under the weather," because I am so incredibly hungover at this point. And it's then, like, during nap time when I look and I have a string of text messages from this guy that's just like, "Wow, what a great night. Hope you got home safe. How did you feel how this went? I just didn't expect to connect with someone on such a deep spiritual level." And it just went on and on and on and on.
Oh,
and I'm like, "Sir, I went on a Tinder date with you and I had scissors.
Was leaning."
Yeah. And so,
you connected with my shadow self.
Yeah,
I was not there. Maybe that is your soulmate.
I don't think so.
I'm fully Team Holly on this.
Continually, I was just like, "Nah." I was like, "Blast that out." No.
Is he still around? Is he still in Nashville?
Who's to say? He would like come. He would be on tour.
We're gonna parent trap Emma.
He would come back into town whenever he was in town. He's like, "I'm in town for 3 days on tour. I would love to take you out for dinner." And I'd be like, "Nah."
Did you ever see him again?
No.
Emma!
Except for once when he was also playing guitar at a show that I was playing, but he was like last at the Hiwot, and I was just like, "I don't know who you
And that's your soulmate.
It is not my soulmate. So that's my story.
Wow.
And that was my one and only Tinder date.
Here's how I remember the last part of it. I remember getting you at least partially into PJs, being like, "I will get water." All of that is true. I don't remember anything with peanut butter until the next day. I don't think this is why I think it's
she
possible.
Was leaning for a little.
Dude, here's what I think.
Up in the middle of the night.
What I think probably happened is that you got home. You were trying to play it cool. We were like, well, it isn't Emma.
Look who the
Tinder date her. And then you were probably like, "Hang on that." And I was like, "All right, let's get you in bed. I got you water. You puke. Whatever. I think you fall asleep." And then later, when I was already asleep, then you get up and start finger painting. Because the next morning,
no one is helping her.
Oh my gosh, she was hallucinating us all in the kitchen. No one was in the kitchen. I wish we had like you know those night vision cameras that are just Emma like drunkenly
painting.
Like, you know in Ratatouille when he's controlling us?
That's hilarious.
I remember the next morning being like, "Why is there peanut butter all over every surface?"
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd like to formally apologize for my peanut butter eating. My peanut butter escapades, if you will.
Escapades. Wow. Okay. So your embarrassing story,
but
you also like still managed to have someone completely fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And
that's very, very Emma.
A version of myself.
A version.
Who knows?
That is one version.
A version that
yes.
we love.
Yeah.
We love so deeply.
Thanks. And I will say, did she learn? No, because then, maybe this was another time I was on cough syrup, and I think I told this story, and Joel was in town. He was like, "You should get your cough syrup. I'll make a cocktail with cough syrup." And we did that, and it didn't taste good, so we didn't drink
it. So you did that for fun.
Just one other time.
This is not sponsored by Dare.
In a controlled environment at home.
Where it's safe
Dare,
to
drugs.
Just
drugs.
Try them.
Dare. Do.
Attempt.
A responsible.
Responsible.
Experience.
Experience.
Nice,
do attempt
guys.
Responsible experiences.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
So much
Dare.
We just reclaimed it.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, you should totally join the Dream Team. The Dream Team is an amazing group of listeners who support this podcast and make it possible every month. And you can join for as little as $3 a month. You'll support the podcast. You'll get a special handwritten postcard from yours truly and a shout out in an upcoming episode. And if you aren't able to financially support at this time, it would mean the world to me if you would consider following this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, leaving a review, they make a world of difference, and sharing an episode you love with a friend so that we can continue to learn and grow together.
Okay, you know what time it is.
So,
yeah,
I'm in college.
Currently?
It's rough.
Currently.
Wish.
No, I don't.
I was like, wish?
Oh. I had the worst time in college.
Yeah,
I went to UVA, did not have many friends.
Really?
Well, I have some great friends. UVA is not a great place. But yeah, so I'm in college at UVA. Think this is like second semester. I was still hating it.
Yeah.
That never really changed.
Yeah.
But we all went to this Mediterranean restaurant that I really love.
Okay.
I was so excited to go there. We got this like amazing food, amazing fish, like loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking the buses back
mm-hmm.
to our suite.
Yeah.
And I'm on the bus and my stomach starts to feel bad.
I hate this.
It starts to feel bad. I'm on the bus with like everyone I live with.
Oh, no.
And no. And I'm
no
like,
escape.
Yeah, no escape. And I'm increasingly
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
oh, like, I'm losing the battle. I know I'm losing the battle. Like,
you have the uh-oh level.
I still think I have, like, some time to save it.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, I will not make it all the way to our dorm into the bathroom.
Oh,
and
God.
I know this for certain.
I'm so scared.
And
I'm deeply upset.
Oh, yeah. And I come up with a great plan. I'm like, oh, one of my roommates is doing this dance thing at the stadium. It's in like an hour or two, but like, I'm going to get off now to check on her. I tell them, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to get off here. I'm going to check on Priya.
Yeah.
Like, gotta go. Bye. And I like successfully get off the bus. Yes.
Thank
and I'm
God.
Like, I see the building.
Oh, no.
In front of me. I'm
no.
in the middle.
No.
So most of my embarrassing stories happen at a sports stadium.
Yeah,
and
sports do not.
So I'm in the like football stadium parking lot. I see the student activities building that I'm walking to. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And then I'm like, oh, you can't do it.
It's happening.
And I just shit my pants.
Oh,
like
you bridesmaids.
Yeah, I bridesmaids.
Yeah.
All
shit
in my jeans. Like
in the jeans. Oh no.
And
is this what time of is
this
night?
Is dark.
Okay.
It's night.
It's dark.
Okay.
It's winter. It's like 6, 7, maybe
yeah.
8. Like it's dark.
Do you have a coat on too?
No. Not a long one.
Oh.
But like the thing is, I live in a suite full of people.
Yeah.
And there's no like laundry. I'm like, what am I? I'm just like crying. I call my then boyfriend.
Oh,
and like, Parker was so sweet and was like, people were walking by and I'm just like hysterical. Like, they're gonna know. And he's like, no, 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 they'll just think like some guy farted. And I'm like, no, this is what do I do?
Farted,
I call my parents who are an hour away and I'm like, you have to come pick me up.
Yes.
I will not go back to my
yeah.
dorm like this. And they're
oh,
like,
no.
We can't do that. Like, your sister's there. No, she wasn't. She was in Richmond stealth staying with
her
boyfriend.
How could
we
leave her like that?
That's a story.
How could
we
leave her like that?
So I am, like, freaking out, and then I call my sister's roommate, and I'm like, Victoria,
oh,
here's what happened.
You gotta do
You
something.
Have to pick me up. She picks me up in the parking lot as I've just been crying there for, like, 30
yeah.
minutes with poop in my pants, and she pulls up. And I just lay flat on my stomach in the backseat of her car.
So that you don't
so
get
So that I don't feel.
Oh, no.
And then I get to their apartment, and she just gives me a trash bag. And I, like, go into the bathroom and just,
get
like.
Get rid of the evidence.
Get rid of everything. Shower.
No,
stay at my sister's house. All my roommates and people are like, where are you? Are you okay? Like, and, yeah.
Oh, honey.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's rough.
It was rough.
Was
that
it the fish?
Rough.
What was the culprit?
Maybe. I don't think anyone else got sick.
This podcast is not sponsored by that Mediterranean
it's
restaurant.
Not,
it's not sponsored by
still.
Fish.
Not sponsored by
Absolutely
fish.
Absolutely
not.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
I got more of them.
In my head, she put down cardboard.
No.
That's how I thought the story went. Like she
I love
the
idea that
Maybe
you
she
planked in
the
backseat.
Oh, I just planked
You're
in
like,
the backseat and was like.
Also, how
Thanks,
close
man.
Were you with Vic? Like, is this.
Pretty close. Like,
okay.
You're we pretty close.
She was like, I will come to you in your time of need.
Yeah,
close.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I felt really close with her.
Oh, that's
obviously, I would have rather not have her be the one in that
oh,
scenario.
Yeah.
But
that's...
it was my best option. And
oh.
I'm forever grateful.
Wow.
But can you imagine if I had to go back to that dorm
no.
full of people that I live with?
With shit pants?
Yeah, having shit my pants.
And you'd be shit pants girl.
Yeah, forever.
Wow.
But if you give them some space and then
awful.
Tell them you're shit pants girl.
Then it's funny.
Then
it's funny.
Then
it's funny
and then it's on.
It's,
happens
to
all
it's
of us.
Character.
It's character then. But they have to love you enough first.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the worst. Not to take
it. And that was not the last time.
No, that wasn't.
That you shat your pants.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I would say yes.
Definitive.
I would say no.
I didn't shit my pants.
Shorts?
I took them off.
Oh, I have so many.
Oh my god.
This, like, slow ping pong game of trying to figure out.
I can't reveal all of my secrets in one episode. Okay. I have to keep you coming back for more. Bowel issues run in the family.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's real.
Everyone has
hot girl with tummy issues.
Yeah.
IBS.
Yeah.
For life.
So now we are all really close and comfortable with each other. And I feel like...
And so are you.
And so are you.
All the listener.
Yeah.
The
listener. I hope you feel like you really know Kelly and Emma. I hope you laughed. I hope you don't judge us too much. And I want to hear your embarrassing stories.
Can they write in?
I think anyone who wants to share their most embarrassing stories.
Shit your pants. Shit your pants.
More. If you think yours isn't like too much, we will, every story you send in, we'll share another.
Yeah. We'll raise you an embarrassing story.
So, if you want these embarrassing stories to keep going, you can submit your embarrassing story. You can leave it anonymous. You can say your name. You decide by going to howthewiseonegrows.com. There's a link in the show notes. And click the microphone in the bottom right-hand corner. From there, you can leave a voicemail for us of your most embarrassing story. And I'll keep my word. For every embarrassing story we receive, we will give you one embarrassing story of ours.
I don't think yours is, you got drunk, you made a man fall in love with you.
Yeah, it's
you
just
made
not
a sandwich for yourself, you and then you were drunk at home.
I never once made a sandwich for myself. I'd like the record to
show you a masterpiece. She made a masterpiece, and Holly and I get the privilege of knowing that there is, in fact, a little more to the story that does make it a funny, embarrassing story, but the listeners don't know that.
All right, Emma, Kelly, any final words for the listeners? What do you want them to know about you beside your embarrassing story?
I have better bladder control now. Do I? No. But I don't row anymore, so that will never happen to me again.
That I feel like your embarrassing stories make you stronger.
They define you.
Or what you do with them. Or if you don't ever tell anyone them, that's okay too.
You are... That's telling.
Yeah. You're more than
just
your embarrassing
stories. Yeah, you're more than your embarrassing. And everybody poops their pants. A little more than others.
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter if you're a good businesswoman.
If you're a good businesswoman, shit your pants once a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Keeps you honest.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to How the Wise One Grows. Emma Hearn's gonna tell a story now.
Yeah. Okay. So we all know that I've had stomach issues from a young age.
Yes.
Okay? Tummy problems, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Hot girl IBS.
Hot girl IBS, as it is diagnosed in college. Mm-hmm. And at this point in my life, I was like regaining like proper
use
of my intestines, I would say. Like, I was at the point where I was like, oh.
Was this in college?
No. This was early Nashville.
Okay.
Like, my stomach was starting to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm either like not shitting or I have to shit in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was like not a lot of wiggle room between that. And so I don't even know who I was with. I was with someone. I blocked this out. I kind of forgot I did this. Like, that's
was this
how
after I moved?
Yes, you were no longer there. You were there.
Okay.
You weren't there.
And I don't know about
it? No, you don't know about it. No one knows about this. Okay. No,
is this really, you've never told this story before?
I've only told one person because
it happened to them.
It happened to them in the same place. And they said this to me, and I fell down laughing so hard because I was like, what are the chances?
Are you going
to
reveal who the other person is?
That's going to
my night.
I will never.
Okay, that's fine.
And so I am at a beep coffee shop And I am having some coffee and maybe a treat or two. And I'm like, ooh, huh. I have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I really have to go to the bathroom. And I was still at the stage where I was like, I would try to drive home if I could.
Yeah. Public is not.
And because this specific coffee shop, their like lock didn't always work. Mm. Yes. And I, shit. And that's normal. And that's fine. In the bathroom.
You made it.
In the toilet. Okay. Yeah, there's not a problem in the story yet.
Uh-huh. Yet. You gave the operative word.
And then I flush the toilet, and the toilet doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's
clogged.
It's just not working. And I remember, like, huh, I remember, but this is kind of a finicky. They have two bathrooms, yep. And this is, like, the one that's more finicky. Mm-hmm. And it's busy time. Mm-hmm. And there are people, and people line up outside of that bathroom yeah. in the corridor. And I am like, I'll die before I walk out of here with a shit-filled mm-hmm. toilet.
Yeah.
So naturally, I have to dispose of the evidence.
No. No. Whatever you're about to say is yes. going to be so much worse than just leaving it yeah. shitty.
I don't what? Know why my brain was like, you have to get rid of the box.
That's hilarious.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know
you
why.
You could have pretended it was something else.
That's when you just walk out and go, oh my god, the guy who was in here before really left a mess. Yeah, I would not
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Something malfunctioned in my brain, and I was like, this is your only option. Oh, look at yourself in the mirror. You'll never look at yourself the same way.
Buck up. Buck up, Pern. It's time to scoop the poop.
And I look around. I look around to see what I can use and where I can dispose of it.
And what did you come up yeah, with? I'm so scared right now.
I'm not just napkins.
No.
The sink. Bare no. hands. No.
It had to be.
You ate it. Sorry. Awesome. Okay.
I look around and I decide I'm going to use the plunger. Because first I'm using the plunger.
Can be like scoopy. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Like, oh, it's like you use the
Yeah, first I try to use the plunger. So I'm like, maybe it's clogged.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be okay.
Yeah.
Emma crying to herself, maybe it'll be okay.
Someone's knocked on the door at this point.
Yeah, of course.
So now there's a clock.
There's yeah, a clock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Countdown is on.
It's two. I can't do option A, Kelly, because I've been in here.
Yeah.
I can't just be like, okay. I've been
hanging out in here with yeah. this toilet full of someone mm-hmm. else's shit.
And so I use the plunger and I scoop it out of the toilet.
That had to be so hard to do.
It was yeah. so hard, I didn't hit it all. Uh-huh. But enough. I was like, this is better. Uh-huh. And I put it in the trash can. Uh-huh. And I close the trash can and I sit the plunger down. And I walk out of there, and I don't come back for a year and a half.
Oh my god!
And my friend had already paid, and I was like, "Great, good, let's go."
You were there with someone?
I was like, "We gotta go." Yeah, good. You already paid. Great. Okay, I'm with you. Let's go. Yep, time to go. Bye. And I left, and I didn't come back for at least a year. And I thought to myself, "You've worked at restaurants." Mm-hmm. What if you were the person?
You're the person mm-hmm. who has to take the trash out.
And that's when, years later, I found out that I have a friend who did the exact same
hilarious.
Thing. So I'm like, are they used to that? Is that something that people do? There?
Specifically there in the twilight zone
where you don't think you can just yeah. walk out?
Scoop the poop once, shame on you. You know what I mean? That toilet should have been fixed. If that's the second or more time that someone has had to manually remove their shit.
It was in a bag. In the toilet. Does that help? Not the toilet. In the trash.
No, in the trash.
I kind of wish it would, like they had, like, a little wicker waste basket instead, you know?
She wouldn't have done it.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done. I looked around. When that first happened, I looked around to see if there was a window.
No.
To crawl out.
Oh, I was like, to throw it out of, like, the old days?
That's what I would say. No, I would have crawled working window, I would have left that way.
Or you just laid out the person who's
there would have been, no, there's a line.
Because there are two bathrooms, that's why you just stay there until they're like, ma'am, we're closing, what's happening?
I didn't have an option. That is my most embarrassing story, and I have never told anyone.
Wow, thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Thank you for holding
that was good.
I want to share a special review with you all. So this review says, deep and fun. I highly recommend this podcast for deep, thoughtful dives, along with lots of compassion and fun. Holly's insights and healing voice are a balm for the soul. You'll be fed and nourished while learning and growing with this podcast. Holly speaks from wholeness. Everything is welcome and everything is a part of the experience. Thank you, Holly, for this gift of this podcast. And thank you, listener, for leaving this amazing review, for listening to this podcast, and allowing me to share this offering. And one more thing, we now have a free intentional living community on Discord where you can come together with fellow listeners to reflect on the conversations we've had on the podcast. We not only talk about the podcast, but really all the things that support us in living with intention. There's also a link in the show notes to join this free community, and I would be honored to have you there. And the first 15 people to join will enter to win a coaching call with me.